Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. And when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Hi, everyone. I hope your June 11th, 2012 is going well for you today. We'd like to thank you all for joining us here on the Rad Reality Show for Manic Mondays. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you today, Paul, and how was your weekend?
Geez, I wasn't prepared for these questions.
Looks like we've got quite a few people filtering in the chat room. Pepsi Rich is here with us tonight. That's nice to see. Hi, Lola. Hi, Pepsi Rich and Emin Dreamer, Jody. We've got Chi-Town Joe and BB Boston and lots of familiar faces in the chat room flowing
random,
in already.
Random Sports Unlimited is RSU. Random Sports Unlimited Network, welcome.
So, did you have a good weekend, Paul?
Oh, I thought I dodged the question. No, it was a good one. It was a good one.
Okay.
Thank you. How about yourself?
I had a good one as well. We also have the host and the star and the princess of our show, the one who always makes our Mondays a happy place, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you, and how was your weekend, Michelle?
Gosh, you must be talking about me. If you're not, then Paul, wow, you're the princess, you. You know, my weekend was the usual, work. But It was great. I mean, my dad's birthday was Saturday, and you guys know that my BFF was pregnant, and I've been saying to her ever since I found out that she was going to have it on my dad's birthday, and she was like, no, the dates don't land. It's either going to be a week before, a week after, and she ended up having her baby on my dad's birthday. So welcome to the world, baby Cameron.
Yay, Baby Cameron,
yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so excited to go see her. I'm going to go see her in the hospital tomorrow. I have a little, like, onesie that says, this is my rockin' ouch onesie. And then I'm going to put a little pint of Captain Morgan and a bottle of Diet Coke in a little bag for her, because that was her one wish, that after she had the baby, she wanted to have that Captain and Diet. Yes.
Now I know why she's your best friend.
Yeah, she's awesome. I've known her for over 15 years, and it's like she's not family, but she's always been, you know. And my parents were so excited. My dad was super excited that her baby landed on his birthday. My dad turned 61. And he's looking good. Papa Koss is rocking it.
Yeah, he's a little less than 2 months older than I am.
Yeah, you know. Papa Koss,
so you
know, it's all about the wine. The wine makes you last longer and age well.
You can call me Papa Paul, I guess, huh?
Oh, Papa Paul. No, I got a better one. Papa Princess Paul. How's that?
Well, can I veto that one?
No, you can't. But I can't put an injunction on it. Oh, injunction. That's going to be an interesting word we're going to be using today. We don't normally use that word. But I just want to say, chat room, what's up? Injunction, bitches. I love it. So we might want to put a disclaimer up soon.
You're not logged
We have a birthday in the room, Michelle, and this guy is very special to us. He's been coming to the Rad Reality Show for years and years, and he's also been going through months of rehab after major surgery. It's one that I've been asking for prayers for, because he's been just going through rehab after major surgery. Phil has a birthday today, and I was wondering if you would say happy birthday or sing happy birthday to Phil today.
I will.
Oh,
and everybody, I apologize ahead of time for my singing. Happy birthday to Phil. Happy birthday to Phil. Happy birthday from Manic Monday. Happy birthday to Phil. Oh, my gosh. That was pretty good, right?
It was pretty good. Damn, Michelle.
Watch out, American Idol duets, voice, America's Got Talent. What else could I throw in there? So you think you can dance? Portuguese Princess is on the ball. No,
that's
but
right.
Happy birthday, Phil. And we're just so glad that you are having another birthday, enjoying life, and you're here on Manic Mondays. Isn't that right, Paul and Cherry?
That's right.
So we have a fantastic show. We have the Mr. Lawan, La Wonderful, Mr. Are You Ready for Lawan, Big Brother. That's right. I'm super excited. I hope you guys all got to see his pictures. He actually walked in a pride parade last weekend, and he sent me all these pictures. So he's going to tell us what he's been up to and his thoughts on the Glass House. And, of course, Big Brother, you guys, hello. It's like less than a month away. Right? Or a month, exactly?
About a month, yep. 1 month away.
Unreal. And, like, maybe he's heard some rumors or something, but the other thing we'll be talking about is, like, Chicago Mob Wives, a.k.a. Cougar Mob Wives. That's right. That's what I'm calling the people. So, Cougar Town, here we come. But, you know, I'm upset about the Celtics, so let's just get that out of the way. I know.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And So there's not much else to talk about. Portugal lost in one of the qualifying rounds of the Euro Cup, but that's okay. That's okay. We're still got their back, so. But anyway, Paul and Cherry, how was your weekend? Anything fun happened? Like, I feel like I should ask Paul what happened this weekend, seeing that Cherry asked him twice and he still did not answer.
I caught up on shows. I caught up watching Big Brother UK. I caught up with what's going on with Glass House. If anybody thinks that there are feeds tonight, that was previously mentioned, but they do not have feeds tonight. The three-hour, four-hour feed, Monday feeds start next week. So we start tomorrow with one-hour feeds on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We had a replacement. Melissa all of a sudden disappeared, and it was replaced by Holly. I found Holly because she says, my nickname is Yakety Yakko. And I thought, wait a minute, did she say Yakko? So I did a search, and I found Holly Yakko, who is a model and actually has a video of her appearing on the local Phoenix ABC affiliate.
Every one of these people on Glass House have some tie into some sort of TV show or some other
background
that is not actually what they're saying their bio is.
Okay, wait a minute. First off, is Glass House even going to air? Isn't there the word of the day? Every time you guys hear this word of the day, I'm going to be like the Andy Cohen, but the only thing is that we're audio, we're not video. So every time you guys hear the sound, injunction, take a drink of your wine. Isn't there an injunction? Like, I thought that they can't do anything until this is gone over through a judge and he gives his whatever it is, opinion. I really don't know. It kind of makes, like, to me, like a bunch of crapola. But and then the other thing is, which one was Melissa?
She was the one who wanted to play poker. She wanted to get the place in Panama.
Oh, maybe she closed a deal. Maybe she closed a deal and she got that spot in Panama.
Pepsi Rich says the judge is currently sided with ABC.
I would think so, because, like, how can they say a fact about something that hasn't even happened yet? Okay, it's the same kind of, like, concept, but wouldn't that be the same as Survivor? Like, if you look at it through it, like, just if they were to do a body about it, you know, I guess the difference is they're in the house, but it's like people eliminating competitions, people can align, it could be broken up into teams. So until it happens, can they technically even say, oh, let's put an injunction on something that hasn't even been seen yet? They're really pulling a lot of strings here, don't you think, Cherry? I think they're kind of, like, worried. To me, it just makes it seem like, oh, I'm more excited to watch this Glass House thing.
We've got somebody on the switchboard calling in. You want to look? It's not Lawan, but you want to talk to somebody for a few minutes until he calls
in? Sure. Yeah, of course. I'd love to.
Miss Anne Marie, how are you tonight?
Hey.
Hey, Anne Marie.
I came in a little late. Is everyone going to be watching the Glass House here?
Yes. Well, we were just talking about, Anne Marie, you heard that CBS put a word of the day, injunction, on the show to get started for its premiere that was supposed to be today.
Oh, really?
Not really technically televised, but the, I guess you could say, live feeds of it. What have you heard about it?
Well, I've just been trying to keep up whatever I can. I just, real good news is whatever I had, it's in remission, it's gone. I've gotten better. So
thank
I just
God.
Wanted to tell people that.
That's fantastic news,
Anne
Marie.
I'll be all set for these shows.
Oh, you're ready to go. So you're ready to go. The gasoline tank is on full.
Said I'm okay.
Watch
now.
Out, everybody. Anne Marie is on the prowl. Brrr.
To get to these, you know, go there. Oh, thanks.
Awesome timing on that. Are you super excited that Lawan's going to be on?
Yes.
super excited,
how,
right?
I'm upset. I'm going to be stuck in this house. I don't know how I'm going to do all these shows.
Well, let's do a lot of caffeine. Listen, a lot of caffeine. Get your DVR ready to go. Make sure you're erasing stuff that doesn't, you know, matter.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tape the news or, you know, Boy Meets World. Stop doing that stuff. Strictly.
Does anyone know when the Jeff and Jordan show is coming on? Does anyone care?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be online. I don't think it's going to be on actual network. Am I correct?
I hope so. Well, yeah, so then you can watch that whenever you want.
I think it's going to be online. Does Cherry and Paul know? But I think I heard it's going to be online.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where. ABC will have the feeds, I think, on their site.
Where do you vote? I've seen everybody saying you can start voting today.
Yeah, you go to ABC.com and they have it there.
ABC.
Yeah, but can you start voting today? Did the injunction really happen? Like, I don't know. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
voting has already been
going on. Yeah, there's so much drama before it even starts. Like, of course, like, this is, like, huge hype, like, right now, what's happening.
Like, what are you voting for? What they eat? One of the girls, I watched her video, and she was talking about there's going to be a lot of music. And I was like, wow, there's going to be music in this place?
I think you can vote for everything, Amory. I think it's like you kind of pick everything, them leaving, what they eat, things they do, I think.
Now, Michelle, if you had to pick music, I'm not crazy over rap. I put rap 24/7. I would think without music, I would think that's torture. Now, you were in the house. Was that driven you crazy constantly?
Yeah, I think I was one of the top people that got told not to sing anymore, and I was actually... Every single morning, if everybody's watching the live feeds, I was the first one awake every morning as soon as that music came on, and I was jamming out every time, no fail, in the morning with my sleeping mask on my forehead. I would, like, dance with, the refrigerator door. But I requested a lot of hip-hop and rap. Yes, I'm a G in the heart. I love it. And, like, kind of a lot of, fun, like, energetic music.
You know what I was wondering? If people who are on Big Brother could go on this show.
I mean, only, like, I guess if the contract is allowable because everybody's on a contract, but everybody's terms are different. So, and it's even if their contract isn't expired. So,
well, you know, they
know.
Had originally said that there was, like, 17 or 18. I think 18 was the final number that we had originally heard was the number of people who used to work for Big Brother and are now working for ABC. Well, it came out recently that number is now 25 to 30 people who worked for CBS.
I heard 14.
Big Brother,
what?
And now it's 25 to 30 people that worked for CBS and now work for ABC. But... many of them worked for him at Hell's Kitchen before they moved over to working for ABC. So there was an interim reality show that they worked with him on before moving over to ABC. So you would think that, you know, that would sort of give him some credibility in saying, look, you know, I didn't drag them from CBS. They worked with me on Hell's Kitchen in between this, you know.
How do you like the idea of us being able to vote them off? Because I know when the first time Big Brother was on, Chicken George, they had a lot of trouble because his family, you know, they all went and campaigned. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, but, I mean, anybody can go campaign, of course, but I think it's kind of just like a lot of these things that we watch. I mean, American Idol's picked by mainly America, so it's going to be kind of like what America likes, and that's really kind of, even if you think about it, like Survivor and Big Brother, usually it goes for who is favorited by America, because America usually has a hand in on something, you know, whether
you
it be to pick
like
their
that?
Favorite.
better that we vote them off or they vote each other off?
I think, honestly, I don't think America should ever have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
If you're involved in a game like that and you're playing every day in a house and then you go to realize that whatever you've been working hard for, America has a chance, and they haven't even seen anything. If they saw everything correctly, like even on, like it's broadcast live, you see with your own eyes, but when it's edited, if it was seen exactly the way it happened, then I could say maybe,
yeah.
But no, absolutely not. I don't think it should even happen.
Yeah, I agree. I think CBS changed it for a reason, because that's when they used to have the planes come over saying who was lying and all that stuff. Of course, I did add a little.
No comment. I'm not talking about Banner's injunction.
People,
oh, my gosh. I got a message. Luan said he has called in. Is he on the line?
Oh, okay. I'll hang up so he can get through. You guys have a good night.
Oh, Emily, you have a good night, and I'm glad to hear the great news.
I know. I'm excited.
That's
Bye,
great.
Paul.
Fantastic.
You're the man. You got to keep on this.
That's right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Anne-Marie. Michelle, I had somebody on the switchboard that had a caller ID. It was all 11111s. I went to the screening room, kept saying hello, 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 and nobody responded. So I don't know if that could have been Luan or not, but apparently we weren't connected. It just didn't work. And then they hung up. So did he say anything? Did he say he heard me talking?
No. It just said calling now. That's all. Didn't say anything about I'm waiting or anything like that. Just said calling now. So I don't know. But I'm sure he'll get through. Anyway,
okay.
So the whole glass house thing to me just seems like what the heck is going on? I'm confused. That's crazy that there's 30. Where did you read that, Cherry?
It,
like the passive ways.
It was in the legal documents or something, the reports on what was going on in the courtroom.
Thank you, Cherry.
Well, I didn't know if you were back yet, hon. She went off the air.
Good old Paul being the Princess Paul. Here he is. I'm just kidding. I love it.
All right. Paul is going into the corner.
Oh, no, Paul. Don't put the dunce cap on. Don't do it. Anyway, go ahead. Finish it, Paul, because you obviously know what the heck's going on. More than I knew, because I didn't know any of this was going on. Hello, Paul. All right. Anyhow, so, but let's while we're waiting for Mr. La Wonderful to call in, have you heard any new rumors about Big Brother, Cherry?
Not as of yet. It's been rather quiet. But then I've been trying to sort of stay away from some of the rumors because the last few years there's been so many false rumors that I don't want to get caught up in false rumors. So
yeah, like I think you could honestly say all of them are false until we see what happens. But there's always something brewing, and with all this glass house stuff, it's like, gosh, you know it's going to be crazy. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's like less than a month for BB. Then it's hopefully less than a week for Glass House. And then, of course, we're watching Chicago Mob Wives. Holy crap. What do you think about the Mob Wives of Chicago, Cherry?
What a hat.
Hooker. Right?
I know. It seems that a few of them remind me a little of the original Mob Wives, but I think it's going to take some getting used to watching the new ones. They seem to be almost emulating a lot of what the original Mob Wives are doing, and I don't know. I made some notes, and it just seems like some of them are almost like the originals. Nora has lived in Florida for 10 years and is now coming back to Chicago, which reminds me so much
of Karen.
Karen, who's been in Arizona for 10 years.
Did they say why she, because it says like, kind of like she was like hiding out there, right? Like,
right,
do we know why she
was
there? Okay, so she was like in hiding basically.
Right.
There he is.
And now she's, you know, coming back to Chicago to try to find out what exactly happened with her father.
Yeah, which is weird. And it says like on the bottom like of her name, like, undetermined death, and talks about her father, like meaning that they don't, not sure if like, he passed away. But do we have Juan on?
Yes, he's.
Yes.
I'll bring him on now.
Good.
Oh?
Mr. Juan.
Hi, my love, the love of my life.
Oh, my gosh, you have to be talking about Cherry.
No, I don't think so.
All of you.
Luan, we love you here at Manic Mondays. Thank you so much for calling and taking time out of your fabulous little wonderful life. How are you, boo-boo?
Boo-boo, I'm on my way to the hockey game.
The hockey game. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So who are you going to go see?
You know what? I was just a spur of the moment thing, and I was like, you know what? I'll go. So I'm going.
So you don't even know who's playing?
Well, you know what? I'm not a hockey fan. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a hockey fan. I just know the Kings are playing. Everybody's just talking about the Kings. So I want to go see what the hype is about.
You're going to love it, Luan. Do you have any of your scarves on, Luan? Because it could get a little cold in those ice rinks.
Oh, honey, I don't care.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, could be the final game that will determine who wins the Stanley Cup championship, and they're facing the New Jersey Devils.
I do know.
So you've got some smack talk with Adam now with that.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. I do know that. Yeah, I got some smack with Adam. Yeah, I do know that. I do know that.
Oh boy! So Adam's a Devils fan. He's a Devils fan.
I know. I knew they were playing New Jersey. I just didn't know like what the name was called. I mean, like I said, I don't follow hockey. I just know it's just a big old hoopla here because everybody was trying to get tickets, and I just so happened to got asked, and I was obliged.
It's addictive.
Well, of course, because you're fantastic.
I'm adventurous.
Luan, tell everybody what you did this weekend.
This weekend, I had the honor of being in the L.A. 2012 Gay Pride Parade. They had called and asked me to participate, and I was very honored to do so. So I was at L.A. Pride yesterday, and I have to tell you, I got shown so much love that it was really heartwarming because, I mean, I'm just being myself, and I know people tell me this all the time, but I'm just being myself, and to see the love that the people give to me when I see them, it sometimes is just overwhelming because it's just like, I'm only being myself, and I mean, people are coming to me and hugging me, and we have to stop the parade because the car, I was in a Jaguar, and we had to stop the car because people wanted to come and hug me and just wanted to say hello. But what they didn't know, I will stop and talk to you. I will stop and have a 2-second, 3-second conversation to let you know that, hey, I love you too. And it was just so much fun. And I got
You didn't even talk about the booty clapping pictures you sent me. He was going down the street, booty clapping, looking all fantastic and stuff. How did you leave that out?
I didn't get to that part yet. So, I mean, of course, everybody knows I love to dance. I mean, everybody knows I love to dance. And so in the parade, I was dancing. I actually got out of the car because I didn't want to be in the car waving. So I got out in front of the car and was dancing for people. So everybody was just coming to me and dancing with me. It was just fun. It was fun.
Awesome. Hey, LaJuan, do me a favor. There's a lot of people in the chat room and listening. Can you give everybody in the chat room a what's up, a happy birthday to Phil and everybody that's listening, because they love you.
Happy birthday, Phil. Happy birthday to everyone that is listening. Happy birthday. LaJuan, Handsome Five, Excellent Sins, all the love I can give you. Hug, high fives, and kisses, and happy, happy birthday.
Awesome.
So sweet of you.
Yes. Now, what have you been doing, LaJuan? We want to know, because I know you were doing a lot with the charity event that you were starting up, so can you fill us in on what Mr. LaJuan's doing?
Okay. Well, I have been really, really busy. I really have. I mean, I have been, like I said, I've been playing this really big charity event for myself, well, for everybody, but really to show love and just show appreciation also about bullying, which will be December 8th. But I will have more details, and I'm revamping my website because everybody's like, you know, they want to see more of what I'm doing, and I haven't had really the – I just haven't really had the sit-down to really just put my creative mind and do so. So that's what I've been doing for, like, the last 3 months. I've really been meeting with people to revamp this website that I'm going to have coming out. And I tell you, I have to say, I'm very proud of myself because the website's going to be just totally for you. I mean, you'll be able to know what I'm doing, what my activities are, and I'm going to have a daily, like a log of what I'm doing. Just, and I, before I got on Big Brother, a lot of people knew, well, a lot of people didn't know, but a lot of people, I had a lot of views. I used to have a YouTube channel. And it was called Carstation. And what it was just me on my daily, just my being myself. And when I got off the show, I had a lot of views. And so I said, you know what, I need to add that so everybody can get to know what I was doing as well before I was on Big Brother. Because I did have a life before Big Brother. And I've been working on that. But the really, really big thing is that I have decided to go and enhance my mind, and I'm going back to school next year. So I've been preparing for that, too. I'm going back to get my
master's. Awesome, LaJuan. You know what? We're so glad to see everything you're doing, but do you mind taking some calls, LaJuan? Because everybody wants to talk to you. They love you like I love you.
I know, LaJuan. I know. No.
That's great.
Awesome.
Well,
let's
do it. We have somebody who's been holding for a while. Let's bring him up right now. Peter from Arizona, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show on Manic Monday.
Hi, how is everyone doing tonight? It's been a while since I've called the Fish Show.
Hey, Peter, it's been forever. Where the heck have you been, my friend?
Well, being in college and now I'm going to be living on campus coming in August. But anyway,
living life. Good for you, my friend. Do you want to talk to LaJuan?
I just came on to talk to pretty much everyone. I heard someone say a comment, I don't know who it was, about Glass House, which I'm not going to lie, I'm probably not going to end up watching, but I just, when I saw it, I think they made it the same comment because I agreed with it, which was, it reminded me very much of Big Brother 1, so I hate to be pessimistic, but I personally don't think that show is going to last. Big Brother 1 was not a popular show in the U.S. I mean, it's popular in other parts of the world in that format, but it wasn't popular in the U.S., so I don't know if it's going to turn out popular here. That's just what I wanted to say on that whole thing. And I also liked your comment, Michelle, about how everything kind of goes to America's favorites now. I mean, look at American Idol. I personally think they made the wrong choice, but that's not here nor there.
Well, you know, because when it comes down to it, they say it's not, you know, the best singer. It's America's favorite singer. You know, like,
went by singer only, final two would have been Jessica and Holly, and Holly was my favorite from very early on in the competition, so I was very sad when her run came to an end there. I knew it was inevitable, but it still, I felt she was robbed.
Yeah, well, I mean, how do you, LaJuan, you heard about the Glass House, how do you feel? Because, you know, being in the Big Brother house, you know as well as I know, we work our ass off, and to have America put, you know, something into it that they're not there 24/7. What do you feel about the Glass House having, like, kind of America pick everything?
I think they're just trying to set a trend. I mean, you can't copy Big Brother. And I mean, honest with you, when I heard about Glass House and kind of saw the concept. I agree with you. I thought it was like Big Brother number one, like the first Big Brother. And I have to remember, Big Brother one wasn't as popular, you know, as it is now. So I'm be honest with you, I don't even follow what's going on with the Glass House because I just think it's going to be a flop. I just think it's just going to be like, you know, I just haven't really put my mind to it.
But you're not curious is kind of see, okay, even though I don't want to watch it, I want to see, like, what it's about.
I'm going to watch the first episode, definitely. I mean, of course, inquiring minds want to know. I'm going to watch the first episode. So, I mean, that will determine, you know.
So what do you guys think about the injunction CBS put on it? Because you guys all know we are finding out more and more, which we just found out more, like, today, 25 to 30 past Big Brother workers are now in Glass House. The setup is kind of the same, but can't you guys agree with me, like, or not agree with me, but look at it like this, how can you really state something before you even see how it is? Maybe the whole concept of America picking everything, like, that's what I assume, you know?
Right.
But, like I said, for me, I don't like the whole America thing because they're not there. And these people are going in this house, and it probably they don't even know that, you know, America holds their power in the hand, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I mean, like, I know, I mean, this is just me because I guess I'm self-centered at this point. I know if I were one of those people in the Glass House and then I was told that you basically have no control over your own fate, I'd be upset if I were them, honestly, because you're basically in there to be a lab rat. I mean, you know, and that's what at least with Big Brother, you have some control over what you do because the game is not run by America. It's run by the people in the house, at least to a certain degree. So I would be upset. But as I said, I mean, I'll watch the first episode, like the Juan said, but I do not see it being successful only because CBS already tried to make a show like that, which was Big Brother 1, and it flopped. I mean, I was too young to remember this. You guys weren't. I'm only 19, so I didn't watch Big Brother 1. I was too young. But I heard through grapevines that, like, how do I put this? I heard CBS considered not even bringing Big Brother back, and when they did, they completely rehauled it, as we know. Is that true or not? Because if it is, I don't know why they're even trying this, because it's already failed once.
Well, you know what? I think it's kind of like doing something and then figuring out what can we fix or make better. And
right.
Big Brother 1 was kind of similar to that, but there was a lot of things different about it, too, though. Like, you know, there was, like, they could bring pictures in. They could do
right.
stuff like that. So, and then they go home during the jury and they get to see. So, like, things were different. But, like, every single year they made things better, you know, like, or change it around or added. Where, you know, like, for my season, America had a couple of things to do with. But, like, a lot of it was food for people who lost
right.
food anyway. So, for them, I think it was an added bonus because that means they didn't have to, like, lick ketchup and drink pickle juice, you know? So they had
right.
they had lollipops and they had, like, I don't know, beets or something. So, but when you're talking about, like, them actually picking the members, like, does it really matter what these people do? And also how
exactly.
it's edited to America. So I think it's different because this is the first time there's, like, the live feeds with it. You know, so like
right.
it's real time, they're watching, but we really don't know anything about
right.
it. We're just hearing kind of like, you could
bits
also say it's like rumors, right? We don't
right.
know.
Right. That's why I'm going to watch it. That's what I'm saying. Because we're hearing bits and pieces of it, and that's why I want to watch the first episode, because like you're saying, they have to edit a lot of stuff out of Big Brother, as you know, Michelle. But like you're saying, we work our asses off in that house. And I think people just don't understand, like you're saying, for America to have to choose and say that we do our stuff, I just don't think that will fly. I don't think it will fly.
Yeah, and that's why I think, like, if you look at it, the cast is really, like, different. Like, it's not your typical, like, even though we heard their little bios last week, which we all, there was most, a majority, everybody was like, what the heck? But, you know, it could be where they did it more towards the liking of America, maybe. Each person could be likable rather than, you know, a Big Brother cast where to them maybe an extreme is good, you know.
Right.
And
right.
It, you know, they want them to cause drama in the house, where in this, like, you know, you never know how could it go. You could have drama in the house and it had nothing to do with you, and then America sees it a different way and you're out.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
To me, that's the part that I'm like, but at the same time, you know, that's a little bit different than some of the Big Brother things. I mean, I guess it's relatable, but I think Big Brother in itself is awesome, and they shouldn't even have to worry about this glass house thing and the fact that they're doing these injunctions and all this. And I said injunction just so that everybody out there can drink, because that's the word of the day. That's the drinking word, Luan. So every time you say injunction, everybody has to drink on there. Luan, say injunction.
Okay, injunction, baby.
That's right. Sorry to cut you off, but you know, that's what I'm saying. Why are they focusing so much? Because they're so awesome, you know? I think it's just causing more of like, ooh, I want to know more about this glass house thing, like, you know?
Right. I got you.
So, Peter, did you have another question before we say goodbye?
No, I'm going to get going, but thank you for taking my call.
It was so great to talk to you again, Peter.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Thank you,
you
so
too.
Much.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, and we've got another caller.
Fantastic.
Miss Lisa, thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show on Manic Monday.
Hi there, Cherry. I was just singing Injunction, Junction. What's your...
I love it.
Am I a little bit like showing my age?
Oh, no, absolutely not. You just slammed it. You slam dunked it, unlike the Celtics. You did it, girl.
Hi there, Michelle. Glad to meet another Massachusetts girl on the radio. It's just so nice to finally be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad for you to be here. And I'm sure you love the fantastic, wonderful Luan. Would
yes,
you like to say hi to him?
I just had to say to him how I love you so much. I read on Facebook what you have to post, and especially from Monday when you said, make it happen Monday, about, you know, how you can make things happen and change your life around, and I so needed to hear that day.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to say thanks, and you're just such an awesome person. You know, I love you more today than I did on Big Brother.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Oh, I
so
love
much.
The Massachusetts accent came out. She said, Big Brother. I love it.
I love you.
Us East Coasters love you, Luan. You know, it's not just me.
I love the East Coast, honey. I love you East Coasters as well, honey. I mean, that's where it all started for me on the East Coast. So, hey, I try to show y'all much love as I can.
Well, oh, my gosh.
It's always there. And I'm just, It's great. When you were on Big Brother, it was so fun to watch you because it was something new every single time we get to see you, even though we didn't get to see you enough.
Right. Oh,
let's make a complaint.
You.
Like, let's sign a petition. We need. But I'm glad to see Mr. Luan made the commercial. Like, he had the best cover we've seen on it.
On the first commercial, he got the first speaking words from last year's house guest. I love that part.
Yes, absolutely. I know Luan loved it. Didn't you, Luan?
I loved it. I did. I loved it.
I think I texted you right after, and I was like, that's right, boo-boo.
Yes, you did.
You were so cute on it, and it made me so excited. Can you guys even believe it? It's like a month away.
I know.
You know what?
I'll be honest
with you. I'm so excited because it's going to feel so good to see. I don't know. I'm excited, and I think I probably can feel it more because, like I said, my summer was on Big Brother last year, and just to see who's going to be on there, just the excitement of just being able to see who's going to be on there, who's going to join the Big Brother family.
Be prepared, Luan, for you to be a little bit pissed off that they're in your kitchen, that they're in your bathroom, they're sleeping
you know
on your
so
bed,
funny?
Eating
no,
your
no, cousin's. No.
Yeah,
what?
Guess what?
I prepared myself mentally because me and Adam had talked about that. And I said, you know what, though? I'm kind of envious. I'm like, who the hell is going to be sleeping in the room that we slept in? And I, you know, we were joking, but kind of not joking because I do feel like that. I feel like someone's going to raid my summer house.
Babe, you're going to feel like you were raped and somebody in, like, went through your personal stuff. It's heartbreaking, and it doesn't get better. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. I didn't want to have that moment on the air, but it hurts. It's
you
like your house. You know what I mean? Like, you have so many memories, and every corner of that room, even though the paint's different and the furniture's different, like, you remember things. It's, like, so amazing and crazy at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm trying to prepare
myself mentally for that. Yeah.
I remember one time they started ripping the covers off the pillows outside. I forget who it was, one of the house guests. They were bored, and it was from the season before. And it was kind of like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just remember it, and it's right there. So, you know, it's like the spirit of seasons before are always around everybody out there. Like your own house. I can't imagine what it would feel like, but it must be weird.
Oh my God, I love hearing my northeast over here slang. I love it. Pocket car by the water, wicked pisser.
It'd be nice to see if they built a new house again this year, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to see
great.
If they built a new house this year?
That would be great.
Would be so
of
awesome.
Course, all the money they're spending on this
lawsuit.
Court case, they probably won't build a new house this year, but
it'll probably be like Big Brother builds houses, and they have to like rebuild the Big Brother house.
That'll be their challenges.
Oh my God, Luan, do you want to know what? The other day, somebody brought up to me. You remember when we were in Cali and we were in the trolley or whatever, and we had Big Brother fast forward in the bus.
Yes, we did, honey. Yes, we did.
I was like, okay, Luan, you are the pawn.
That was the fun. We should have recorded that. That was private.
I know. You
that
guys missed it. Like, seriously, it was the best thing. Julie Chen got evicted, I think.
I think that was the fastest Big Brother game played ever because we did it until we got to our destination. We played that game. That was a good one. That was really
Yeah,
cool.
It was. I wish everybody else knew what we were talking about right now.
I know.
But does the house have a real funny smell? You know how some people really have senses? Does it have a smell that only is there and that as soon as you smell it, you know exactly what it is? You know, your dad's shirt.
I don't know. For me, when I walked in the Big Brother house, it was a smell of money.
Well,
I
feel
like... I was like, half a million, smells good to me. But, like, I don't know, it has a feeling of, like, nostalgia or something.
Yeah, because you can't believe you're there.
Yeah.
And so the smells and anything like that, you just cannot believe you're there, first of all. And it's like, I didn't get a smell. I just felt like a newness, like moving into a new house, but it was surreal. I can't describe the feeling. It's surreal. I mean, you know, like, I know it's different for people that watch it on television and the people that, when you're actually in that house, when you step foot in that house and Julie Chen's telling you, you can go, that's a feeling that I don't think you can get unless you're on that porch or wherever you're standing before she says, you can go in the Big Brother house. I mean, it's you'll never get that moment again. I mean, that's how I feel, Michelle. I will never get that moment again because it was a Big Brother moment. You know?
Yeah. I mean, when I walked in there, it was like my dream. And I think Luan is probably one of those people just like me that people say, didn't you notice the cameras? I didn't notice them the second I walked in. And it was like the one thing that I was like, oh my God, the cameras. Like, I thought they were going to be in your face and stuff, but it's so different in the house. You're just kind of living your normal life, kind of like in like a big fraternity frat or whatever house, you
right,
know,
right,
and, you know, it's just crazy. You can't get away from these people. You have to eat. You have to fucking pee. You have to shower. You have to compete. You know, it's really such an awesome game, and to be in there, it was like, wow. It was off the meat rack. That's all I can say.
Well, I just have to say thanks for letting me talk to both of you. I feel like I'm now once removed from Big Brother. I'm going to brag to everybody.
I love it, Big Brother. I love it. Well, we're so glad that you called. And, you know, come back anytime. We
come
are so We love the newbies to come back anytime.
Well, thanks so much, and have a great night. I'm going to stick around for the whole show. I'm so glad I finally made it.
Thanks so much, Lisa. We love having you call in.
Okay. Good night, Sherry. Bye, Michelle.
Good
bye,
night,
hon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Sherry, do we have any more callers?
There's one, but it looks like they're just listening. We'll go ahead and talk, and I'll check them to see if they're wanting to come in and talk or just listening on the switchboard.
All right. Well, Mr. Lawan, you tell us, what is on Mr. Lawan's DVR? What are you watching?
I didn't even ask that. Now, I finally, like I said, I'm in this creative mode now, so I'm really kind of in my moment. So I do have, drum roll, please,
the
Chicago Rise, baby.
Yeah, so you watched it last night?
I don't know who my favorite is yet, so let's not talk about that yet, but there's some characters, though. We got some characters on there.
Okay, did you hear what I called it earlier? I called it Cougar Town Mob Wives. That's right, the Cougars are out. Real.
Yeah, you're right. That's old gangster money. That's OG money.
That's OG money. You are on the point. So let's talk about Mob Wives, because we are huge here at Mob Wives, and Chicago Mob Wives, Cougar Mob Wives, whatever you want to call it. Let me tell you, I still don't know who I like. I'm with you on that, Luan.
But I know
I'm going to fill people out. But all I know is don't say hooker, because shit will fucking go down.
Oh, yeah. Don't say hooker, and guess what? If you're in the pen or you're in prison, you ain't in prison. You're in college, baby. And that is so funny.
You're in college.
You're in college. And it's so funny that they said it, because I think it's a Midwest thing. You are told that. You know, if a relative or something is gone when you're growing up, and you ask, like, where's Uncle Peter? Where's Uncle Tom? Oh, he's in college. You don't realize what they're talking about till you get older. You really don't.
Yeah.
I think that's a Midwest thing, though. That's a Midwest thing. When I forgot what her name is. I don't even got the names together yet. I just got the face.
It's like a Pia and a Renee.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I just said the one who actually said that when you're in college, when she didn't know where her father was at. I thought that was it brought back a lot of memories of people that I know. That, you know, when they said, my daddy's in college. I'm like, well, really? Okay.
I honestly, like, I thought it was like, what the hell am I watching?
We got a lot of emotional. We got some people that got a lot of issues. We got some issues,
yeah.
And we got some issues that need to cancel some of them subscriptions.
And there was a couple of them we didn't get to see. It was mainly those four. It was Kia,
mainly four.
Karen. I don't really.
Pia,
whatever.
Karen.
But
we got Renee, Christina, Nora, Pia, and Leah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, and. I was confused at the whole kind of fight at the end. I kind of liked the blonde girl, but, like, at the same time, I kind of feel bad for Pia. Pia's the stripper, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like good for her, you know. She doesn't care. She takes care of her kids. And, like, why does anybody else care what she does? You know, like, what's so
and
bad
why?
That she does that their families haven't? Because everybody they know is in jail, right? So what the fuck? Like, she's not in jail.
Right. I mean,
you know?
I don't know. I think goes to, she got to make her money the way she can. Hey, that's her way of making money, so be it. She's taking care of her house. Don't worry about it. She ain't putting money in your pocket. She don't got to put her money in her pocket. Why should you worry about how somebody else is making their money? You know?
That's right.
I mean, she's making her money. I mean, it might not be something that you think is good, but that's your belief. That's your moral. Don't knock somebody else's hustle. That's her hustle.
Yeah, but wasn't
Renee the one that knocks her the most? Her husband is in jail for life plus 15 for murder.
Exactly.
So,
wasn't one of their fathers a burglar who used to teach them how to break through a safe, tick,
yeah,
tick,
he said,
tick.
Click, tick, 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 click, 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 click. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like, how does that make, like, she, who cares? Like, she has a beautiful body. She's doing whatever. And, yeah, like, they can make money. Doesn't mean they have to have sex. Like, who cares? But these people are doing things that, like, are killing people, murdering, burglarizing, breaking. So how do you put like kind of like a limit on something when it's like you're more too extreme than they are. You know, it's like hating. Haters.
Yeah,
I
Christina
know.
Was
yeah,
the one that her father was the burglar for the mob, and her and Renee seemed to be the ones that were putting down Pia the most. And
well, like,
the two of them,
know.
You know, seem to have just as many skeletons in their closet
exactly,
as Pia does.
Exactly. And like I always say, too, watch what you say before you cast a stone. Make sure your stuff is tight. Make sure you got it right, because before you start throwing that stone, watch how you throw it. You got to watch how you
exactly.
throw it, because they got some issues, too. You know what I mean? So they're not perfect.
Make sure
your
closet's cleaned out, Halloween.
Oh, girl, my
closet. Yeah, that's why it just seems like all the, they're all, like, just freaking insane. I wish Chi-Town Joe would call in, because, you know, obviously he knows a lot about this, and maybe he could have, like, a little bit of a view, you know, because it does kind of seem, too, that, like, they're trying to play off, like, oh, the, you know, the other mob wives, you know, and trying to make it better, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of more action, but this is one thing I don't want to see, and maybe this is just me. I don't like to see, the fighting, don't get me wrong, I know everybody has their limits, and that's fine, but don't show too much fighting for them, I have a problem, I know some women, I know how women are, they can be catty, I know that, women know that too, there's a lot of competition, but all that fighting and all that stuff,
adult women fighting
adult
on
women,
TV,
exactly,
yeah.
adult it's, women, and they have daughters. I have
well,
a
the thing is that, like, you do that at a certain age, like, in your
exactly.
teens,
now,
maybe early
like,
20s.
If they were, like, in their 20s, I would be okay with it. I'm not going to lie to you. I still would be okay. But then in their 40s, come on now.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I actually stopped being friends with a very dear close friend of mine recently because she put her hands on another friend of mine. And I didn't get in the middle. I just thought that was out of line. You know, you get to a certain age. You're a mother.
Right.
You know, you do that stuff before, you know, maybe you want to yell some bad words and swear
oh,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But when you start putting your hands on somebody,
yeah.
to me, that is
yeah.
disgusting, especially if it's supposed to be a friend of yours or somebody
yeah.
you're acquainted with.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
think that's just so disgusting. It's ridiculous. If somebody attacks you and you don't know who they are, yeah. But for some people that you know or whatever, and you know how they are, and they put their hands in you, don't reciprocate. And I think it's disgusting.
I do.
After a certain
now,
age,
I,
to put your to put
a,
to
a
do that.
Age, thank you. After a certain age, there comes a point in a person's life, enough is enough with their hands. Because words can affect you more than hands. But I'm just saying, I have more respect for you with the words more so with the hands. That right there, I just cannot deal with. I like I said, especially women. There's a conductor.
Well, you know, I also boxed for like 8 years, so I don't really think it'll be good if I started off with a fight. You know what I mean? I mean,
oh.
it's like one of those things, words are more valuable than just hitting somebody because you're not solving anything. It's just causing more of an issue. Talk about
right.
it, deal with it. You don't agree, that's it. But
right.
it was weird because, like, the whole fight thing, there was people that said more things that were offensive, and then she goes and fights with her friend because she was just relaying them. It was just weird to me. I don't know.
We have your Chi-Town Joe.
Oh, well, very good.
Mr.
Chi-Town Joe.
Chi-Town Joe. Thank you
Hi,
for calling the Rad
everybody.
Reality Show on Manic Mondays.
Yeah, I tried to use the Skype, and it didn't work.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Michelle.
I
Hello,
love it. Luan, don't you love it, babe?
I love that voice. I love that voice.
Yeah, there's this. I love the show. It's kind of funny, and I think that the ones we haven't really seen in the mix, you know, are going to be really heavy players.
Yeah, I love the curly hair girl, and I wish like I'd seen more of her, but
oh,
I don't know what her name is. Is that Leah?
Yeah, she's going to kick ass.
Okay. Oh, I love her.
She's going to, you know, they painted a mural on a wall of Big Ange here today?
No, I did not see it.
No, it's in Chicago. I couldn't believe it. For Big Ange.
I love Big Ange.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's having her own show. You know that, Michelle, right?
Well, baby.
Yeah.
She's having her own show.
Yeah, and I seen, like, a couple things that she did with, like, Snooki, talking about, like, penises some random stuff. But I was like, oh, my God, I absolutely love Big Ange. She deserves it. She rocks. But, you know, Joe, like, what is going on with Cougar Town mob wives?
Well, to be honest with you, that's how a lot of these ladies roll here. That fight was classic because it happens here all the time.
Sure.
You could be in a beautiful, like they were in a beautiful bar downtown, and you could even see, like Luan, all the people when they started to throw the drinks and everything, they were surprised. Absolutely surprised. But that's how, you know, girls I grew up with were, and that's how they are here. It's old school stuff here, and like you said, Luan, if you go at it that way, and that's the only difference I think between New York and Chicago.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
They'll slit each other and not think about it. You know. It's the way it is.
But you know, I totally understand old school. Like I'm old school, but like I also got to the point where I'm like, all right. Like, you know, what are they even fighting about? It doesn't even make sense. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they call this one's a rat, you're a rat, you're a hooker, you fucking smell. I don't even know. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's not like...
Yeah, like her father.
That's so
she can't
serious.
Find her father. She can't find her father. He's dead. He's 13 feet or he's in the Chicago River, you know?
Yeah, because remember how they put on our thing that we talked about this earlier? Undisclaimed or basically it said not sure if her father's dead.
Yeah,
but she's going there to find where her father was buried.
He's dead.
Right.
So he's not where he is.
Yeah.
he's been given the cement shoes and boom. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They throw that's what they do here. They do a lot of construction work with a lot of cement.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, do you know why she was in Florida for that long?
Well, because for obvious reasons of her dad, right?
Yeah.
She had
to get
away.
Was she running for something or?
Huh? I'm sorry?
I said she was probably like running from something, obviously.
Yeah, she was hiding.
She's been hiding.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to take another caller?
Because a lot of these cases I've seen over the years, and like I told you, I know somebody I'm related to on that show, so I don't talk about that person. But they're, you know, and I agree with what Luan was saying about the stripping. You know, it's what she needs to do to, you know, help her daughter and stuff like that. And then... Renee shouldn't open up her big fucking mouth, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
I mean, it's not the right thing, but
no,
it's
not.
But
it's
she's got to do what she's got to do. She isn't driving and riding in the back of a limousine. She's driving, average car, but she likes to live the high life to some point, you know?
Right. And Joe can contest to this, too. And one thing I do know about people from the Midwest, they do what they have to do. They do what they have to do to get what they want. And sometimes it means some things you don't want to do. Like, I'm pretty sure she doesn't really want to be a stripper. Or maybe, you know, she likes the money and whatever. That's cool. But
I think she's got a lot of these ladies are in bubbles, you know, right. the typical bubble, because their fathers or their relatives have taken care of them for so long.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't know what life is about in reality, so to speak, and they live in that
right.
bubble, and they're
right.
still, they could be 40 or 45, but they're 17 inside their head,
exactly.
and they want to kick ass, and they look for excuses.
Yeah. you know, one thing that bothers me is, you know, somebody's the daughter of this person, or the daughter of a rat, or the daughter of a hitman. It's like, why should people be blamed for something that somebody else did? And it makes you realize what these people have to go through. You know, they live in this life. They could get out of it. They could stay in it. People don't realize that sometimes that's just what they know.
Well, you know,
it doesn't really make them a criminal. But to deal with that, like having to deal with somebody else's doings, like if they ratted, it's a pretty messed up thing to think about.
That's
you didn't do anything, but you have to defend for the rest of your life.
The worst
right.
thing in Chicago you could do in the mob or whatever is ratting, you know?
Exactly.
I think that's true with the New York or mob wives. You know, I remember all these particular cases, and the German... Oh, they don't even tell you how bad he was. I mean, he used to be like, do you remember the guy they call the Iceman? The murderer? The hitman for the mob?
Uh-huh.
What he would do is he'd kill him, and he had a refrigerator. And then he'd put them in there, and then he'd cut them up after they were frozen. And he'd put body parts all over the town at different times, and they could never get him on a rap for killing people because they couldn't prove it, you know?
Right.
So that's what happens here. So, you know, what can I tell you? It's rough, and it is also you if you do something wrong. Like you were saying, Michelle, I think your family pays for it.
Right.
For the whole, you know, like if you're Sicilian, you ever hear of the five hands, the five fingers? If you do something wrong in Sicily, let's say your grandfather, and your grandfather comes over to America, it's five generations they could kill for your grandfather's wrongdoing. And that's what happens here in Chicago.
Wow.
So we all kind of know each other, and we don't go to too many things besides wakes. And even then, when you go to a wake, the cops are all there. I'm sorry to scare you, Dreamer.
Oh.
Dreamer says scary Joe. But it's true, you know. You know, every time I go to a somebody that I know or is a family member, half of Chicago's police force is there. So, what can I say to you? But it's much more deeper than that
right.
they show. So keep that in mind. But that's why they're half crazy.
Wow.
Does that help you a little bit?
Michelle, you okay? You quiet, girl.
Would you like to talk to another caller, Michelle?
She's drinking.
Oh, I think she got... I think we lost Michelle. Let's go ahead and wait for her to call back in.
Good.
And
I wondered why
she'll call
gone.
Right back.
So how was the parade, Luan?
It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. I had so much fun. I met so many fans and so many families. I mean, it was great.
There we have our Michelle back.
Michelle, I'm so sorry.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
I can hear you now.
We have you back.
Oh, gosh. I was in, like, the Twilight Zone. I don't even know what happened, but what did I miss?
Oh, my
I was
God.
Kind of explaining stuff, how the world is in Chicago, its own bubble, really, when it comes to mobs and mob wives and
and
how, you know, debts are done or hits are done here in Chicago. But I was saying that a rat is worse than a hitman here.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Like, for me, it's like once you do this kind of like TV thing, it's like really kind of like putting everything out there. So
well two of the family.
Nobody should think that anybody's better than anybody else. You know, they're all there to make money. I hope.
Yeah, two of the ladies are being shunned by the families right now.
Who's
so,
that?
Well, I believe that.
Yeah, they're not. Their family has cut them off completely because they were, you know, you're when you're brought up, you're told to never talk or tell on
exactly,
anything.
Exactly.
That's why,
so,
like,
whatever goes on in this house stays in this house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's like, you know, like you were talking about Big Brother and the 500,000. Somebody could come up and ask me, Joe, write a book about what you know about your family. We'll give you an advance of $1 million. I tell them no, because if I do that, when my family finds out, I'll never finish the books or the book, because I'll be floating in the river or in the lake.
But
it's
that's
bad.
Why I'm like, you know, between the last Mob Wives and this one, it's like I can't even believe that they're airing this stuff. It's like,
right, that's one thing I can say. I can't believe it. Some of the stuff they be airing, I can't believe it. I ain't gonna lie.
And then they're acting crazy, so more people are gonna talk about it, to watch it, causing it to be, you know, not a low key show, but like everybody's talking about it kind of show. So
well, that's
everybody's
great marketing,
seen it.
Isn't it?
It is great marketing, but to me it's scary. Like, I grew up in that environment, and, you know, to me it just is a recipe for disaster, and it's
not worth the money, put it like that.
It's scary to think that these people are just, but that's maybe because the mob isn't quite as it used to be.
No, it isn't.
You know?
No, not here, because remember, basically, 90% of the mob out of Chicago's money came from Vegas for years and years and years. And we kept heroin out of Chicago. And then some of our family members started to die off because they were old. And then the Mexicans started to come in L.A., you know? And then you had the Fort here with what was that, Disciples here, and he was the first one. But the Italians or the Sicilians, because I really don't like to say Italians, because Sicily is not like Italy, you know what I mean? Italy is shaped like a boot because you couldn't shove so much shit in that sneaker, you know what I mean? But
I'm like loving the history class right now. I don't know about anybody else.
Go
ahead.
Keep going.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for the Chicago mob, Dreamer is right, there would be no Vegas. And if you watch it, you know, or you know the back, like even movies like Casino and stuff, you get a really good idea, you know. It's just a matter of you can't say anything. There's certain things that you two, Lauren and Michelle, you can't talk about or to anybody that you know, or like me. You wouldn't say certain things to me about what you experienced in the Big Brother house, right?
Right,
because
right,
that's between
right.
you guys.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing.
And even
here,
if it was explained, you're getting it from a second party. You have to be there to exactly know what's up. And, like, these are just, like, kind of fabricated, like, stories to stories, like, back of the day, this, that, and the other. That's why I just, like, I don't understand why people get related with, like, yeah, that's their father, their brother. I don't see, like, how somebody's like that. Like, what does somebody have to do with their father being a rat? Like,
well,
I
don't know.
But
I'll tell you a story that I can tell you because it was in the paper, and it was a few years ago in 1971. They found my father in his station wagon on the south side in a park, a big park, with the keys in the ignition, all his money in his wallet, with two shots right behind his ears.
What? Are you for real?
Yeah, yeah. It was a front page story. Yeah.
Wow.
So when they brought me into his funeral, I had to come in through the back door because they didn't want certain people to know that I was there, you know, because they would want to go after me for some odd reason to make it even worse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I understand, and I've grown up with that, but who knows? I mean, I can say that. I can't go into too much more detail.
That's pretty intense. I was like, I don't know if I want to hear any more. That's intense.
But that's how it was. And
that's how it was. And to see it get to this place, it's like.
Yeah, but it's even worse
now in Chicago with
the gangbangers.
Yeah,
you're
okay,
right.
We've got a couple of callers waiting.
I'm going to get off the phone, but
you are fantastic. We absolutely love and adore you. And wow, thank you for sharing that. That was crazy.
Thank you.
I love you both, too, so much. And, Luan, it's good to hear your voice. Always good.
It's always good to hear your voice.
Yes, it is.
We love you, Joe.
I love you, too, Cherry.
Love you, Joe.
And Cherry is going to break my cherry this Saturday on my show.
Ooh, that sounds freaking delicious.
Yeah, we're going to do an interview. I'm working on my Skype, so I spent a half a day on that.
Pop that cherry.
Okay. Hey, I can use it. It's been a while.
Whoa. All right. You guys heard it here first. Popping the cherry.
Okay.
I'll say goodnight then. And good luck to Dina, because I've been following her on her fishing stuff. You know, she's in a big contest. Deep sea fishing.
Go, Dina. All right, thank you so much, Joe. We love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Joe.
Ooh,
okay,
Cherry,
Jeff,
I love it when your cherry is popped.
I'm going to call into his show. He can finally get callers on his radio show.
Pop.
So I'm going to be the first one to call in on his radio show. Let's bring up Jeff. He's been patiently waiting to call in and talk to both of you. So, Jeff DeDude, thank you so much for waiting on the Rad Reality Show with Michelle Costa on Manic Mondays and Luan Exum.
Yeah, good evening, everyone.
Hola, Jeff. ¿Cómo estás?
Yeah, haven't called in a while and wondered how you've all been doing.
Oh, we've been doing great. We're glad that you called in. So what's going on? Do you have a question for Mr. LaWonderful?
Well, once again, I called in because I heard you were coming on, Luan.
Oh, thank you.
See that, Luan? We love you, boo-boo.
How you been, Zev? How you been?
Well, I'm a little curious about this upcoming Glass House show.
What do you think? What is your opinion on it?
I haven't actually seen any previews for it, but I just read about it. It might be a spinoff for Big Brother.
Okay.
Well, Jeff, it's going to be interesting. You need to do some more reading because they're trying to put an injunction, word of the day, drink up your wine. And it's like a big deal. It's supposed to be like similar to Big Brother. So have you read anything about that, or did you just read about the people coming on?
It was just a post on my Facebook newsfeed that I read about.
Well, I'm sure you'd say that, never mind about Glass House, but about Big Brother 14, because you are a huge, super-duper fan. And, Jeff, if I'm correct, you are our speed talker, correct?
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Of course I remember you, Jeff. Charlie Paul, do you guys remember Jeff?
Absolutely.
Jeff, have you improved on your... Luan, you remember Jeff? He's the one that does, like, the president,
the
vice
president. The president, right. I remember that, right.
So, Jeff, have you done anything new? Like, I know we haven't talked or anything, but, like, is there anything new in your speed agenda?
Maybe, but I know I could do the host series of all the Olympic Games, too.
What?
Okay. All right, you guys, this is not planned. So, all right, do you want us to do some music before, Jeff, or do you want to just get into it?
Maybe not tonight, because I wasn't really focused on that. I was focused on, I wanted to talk about some other shows, too.
Okay, Jeff, you tell us what to do, Jeff. Do me a favor, next time you come on, why don't you do Big Brother? List all the cast members on Big Brother. Okay, anyway, what do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Well, I'm not sure how long Glass House is going to last, because you remember last summer there was the Expedition Impossible? Way too much like Amazing Race.
Well, we actually adore Expedition Impossible on the show, don't we, Paul, Cherry, and Luan? Because of the wonderful Jim, of course, that came on our show a few weeks ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you know what? I think he's actually listening tonight. So, Jim, if you're listening, we love you.
Hey, Jim. What up?
But you know what? Don't you think that kind of at this point, if anything's going to make it, it's going to be a reality show because of just the way that the new shows on TV are going. And
right.
ABC really hasn't come out with something kind of like this. So, you know, I'm just interested to see how it goes.
Yeah.
That's why we can't really say if it's going to not make it or not. We really don't know because in this type of environment right now, reality shows are making big hits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Can I,
and by the way, I thought the house looked fantastic. Did you get to see pictures of the house, Luan?
No, I haven't.
Oh, take a look at them. They're really, really nice. Sherry and Paul, did you guys see any pictures of the house?
I did, and it's awesome. Their outside is gorgeous. The house is gorgeous. Everything is beautiful. I mean...
Really?
It kind of puts the Big Brother house to shame.
I have the
article up that I read about the 25 to 30 people being on ABC working with Steve Rosen... that came from Big Brother, and them talking about them using, you know, confidential material obtained while under, you know, their employment and that kind of thing. We originally heard that it was 18, but apparently under the deposition that he gave last Sunday, which was a 7-hour deposition, it came out that the new show's crew has 25 to 30 people that used to work on Big Brother. So
crazy.
Yeah, that's. But it says that Mr. Rosen also testified that the vast majority of these people worked with Mr. Rosen more recently on a different reality show, Hell's Kitchen, that has nothing to do with Big Brother.
Okay.
And.
Well, you know, I guess only time will tell. We'll see what happens with the injunction. And
drink.
Exactly, drink. We're going to have to get a clip on that, Paul. But
so CBS first tried to intimidate me and then sued me for agreeing to work for a competing network. What CBS is doing is wrong on many levels, and I look forward to our day in court. This is a naked attempt by CBS to stifle competition and creativity by claiming that reality techniques that have been developed over many years on many shows by countless producers are somehow exclusive to CBS.
Ooh, those are some fighting words.
Yes, they are.
You know, I'm interested to see what happens. You know,
I am too. I need to see it. Then we can talk about it.
Exactly. And thank you so much for calling in. We're going to finish up the show. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Can I say something else?
Absolutely.
Well, I've been following the new second season of Amazing Race Australia. Don't know if anyone listening out there has, but if you're listening out there, you should check it out. It's really good so far.
Oh, well, that's great, because I have not watched it, so maybe I will check it on online and see how that is. Cherry, Paul,
yep.
Or Luana, have you guys watched Amazing Race Australia?
No,
I have not watched Amazing Race
I'll probably check it out online.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much, because just added to my list of things that I need to watch, which is already gigantic. So appreciate it.
Sure.
But thank you so much, Jeff, for calling in.
Thanks,
do you have any last words you want to say before you leave?
Yeah, next time I call, let's see all the host cities of the Olympic Games.
Okay.
All right, you know what? That's,
we'll
that's going to be the plan, all right? So you let me know when that's all set, and we'll get you on here. So thank you so much, Jeff.
Yep. Have a good night.
Thanks,
good
you
night.
Too, Jeff. And we've got one more caller.
Okay. Absolutely. Let's take it.
Miss Dina, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays with Michelle and Luan.
Good evening.
Hello,
Miss
Dina.
What's going on?
420.
Miss Fisherman.
Sure.
Fisherwoman, you've been out there catching some big ones, huh?
Let me tell you something. I'm off the North Carolina coast right now in Morehead City. It is the 54th Big Rock Tournament, and we are fishing for a blue marlin. At this point, I'm fishing for any damn thing with a wallet and credit cards with good credit somewhere.
I know that's right. High five to the phone, baby.
I know that's right,
honey.
Hey, sweetheart, Luan, I love you.
I love you more, baby.
I thank you so much for the birthday wish a couple of weeks ago. I was pleasantly surprised.
I was wondering, did you see it? I was like,
Gosh. Love here on Manic Mondays. I love it.
I want to know where my little wonderful bra's at. These things could use it. But no, listen, folks, we're talking about reality, but I'm so excited about this. Anything that takes this much money out of my pocket, I'm going to talk about it. But the fish, you need a fish that weighs 500 pounds or plus to bring it to the scales. First fish of the day was caught today, and they brought it to the scales, and it weighs 499 pounds, so it did not qualify. So there's a chance for me, so... We'll be fishing till Saturday, but
couldn't you pour a little water down its throat, Dina?
I know. You could have put maybe some, like, extra scales on it, maybe threw an extra fin on it or something.
Well, it wasn't my fish. If it was my fish, you know it'd be breaking all kinds of laws. If some of it would come in stone, drunk, all spilled out.
I'd have poured an 8-ounce beer or something down its throat and took it back to the scale.
I would have, there would have been a cheeseburger stuffed down that throat.
There you go.
I'm saying. But, let me tell you something. Some Chicago wives, mob wives, I'm glad that everybody got to see it. I cannot wait for the new Big Ange show. I'm just excited about what's going on in the reality TV world, and I cannot wait to see my new show that came out. Is a bunch of rednecks. You two would know nothing about that other than listening to me, but it's great, and I say fuck, excuse my language, but fuck CBS. In this lawsuit, it's
can you say injunction,
absurd.
Dina, can you say injunction 5 times?
Injunction, conjunction, fuck junction. That's what I.
All right. All right. Well, we want to finish the show because we're gonna have people that's gonna lose us right now. But, perfect. Injunction, conjunction of the function.
Sure.
Injunction. Dina, you go catch that fish, girl.
Dina,
we love you.
Catch the fish, but we love you, baby.
Hey, I love the both of you, and I love Cherry and Paul. And listen, you guys, have a great week. Wish me well, and hit it big.
We do wish you well, Dina. You go out there and catch that big one, girl.
catch a big one, huh?
I love that. You catch a big one. I need to catch a big one. Anyway.
I'm trying, babe.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all have a
you didn't
time.
Hear that,
I
did you, Luan?
Yes,
I love you.
I'm glad I got to talk to you guys because I'm at my event right now, so I have to go inside.
Well, we are just about to finish the show, so Mr. Luan, we love you, adore you. We want to just squeeze you, put you in our fucking pocket, and save you forever. But what is your last words for everybody who's listening tonight?
To just thank you for your support. I really do thank you all because, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to support me. You guys do, and I thank you for that. I really do. And
Luan,
also,
I see you on Twitter all the time, and you are always so encouraging, and I thank you. I just love all your encouraging words. So
thank
you.
You
keep it going, girl.
Keep on me through Manic Monday because the first thing I know that's going to drop, I'm going to come to my family at Manic Monday. So just
we love it.
And keep following me on Twitter at Mr. You Not Ready and on my Facebook at Luan Exum, and I will just keep spreading the love and smiles and style that I can for you all. That's my last part of
you always make me smile. I just love you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Luan, and we really appreciate it. And why don't you enjoy the game? We know you're going to just absolutely adore hockey when you're done watching that great game.
And I will tell you all about it when I talk to you again.
All right. Much love. Love you, boo-boo.
Mwah. Love you all.
All right. I know we lost signal, but let's finish up the show. Mr. Paul, once again, love you, adore you, always the man with the clips. And what is the last things you want to say to everybody listening, besides the fact that you rock, Princess?
Princess Paul?
He must still be in the corner. Well, Miss Cherry, people want to just eat you up, scoop you up, and just devour you, and you're going to get a little extra piece on Saturday. You're going to spread your cherry around. And we're
yeah,
so happy to hear it.
No show, and be able to talk to him live for the first time on his show, so that's going to be special.
Yeah, that was fantastic, Cherry. I am not going to be able to listen, but you know for a fact, I'm going to make sure I catch up on some archives on that.
Absolutely. I do want to talk about something, and you may have to go before we are able to do this, but one of the listeners that we had listen in during Nabila chat when we had Nabila Hansen, Nabila Hannes call in from Storage Wars, had a terrible tragedy happen to them, and I want to talk a little bit about that before we close the show. They had a car run into their house, and their house burned down to the ground. And this guy was a DJ on an FM station for 30 years, and you know how most FM stations have gone to playlists now. And so he lost his job in 2009, and they were struggling, going through money problems, as a lot of us have been, you know, going through in the last few years since the recession. And they had canceled their home insurance, and so when this car hit their home, they were just about to re-up the insurance on their home, and but they hadn't yet. And so this guy, this drunk driver, hit their home with a car, and the home burned to the ground, and they lost their only vehicle, their home, all their belongings, everything burned to the ground. And Hank Pabst on Twitter is trying to get some donations for them. The guy's name is Gary Music Miller, who lost his home, and they are taking donations at City National Bank at 1900 3rd Avenue in Huntington, West Virginia, 25703. There's a phone number, 304-526-6200. If anybody can help Gary Music Miller out with a donation, we just want to let people know that they are some really good people, and if you can make a donation, we'd certainly appreciate it. And we might do a show here on the Rad Reality Show at some point to help them out. I'm going to talk with Nabila from Storage Wars, and we might do something for them. But, you know, we try to help everyone, and we've certainly had great reality people help us out here on the show, and we like to give back, and it's terrible when you hear that kind of thing, you know, happen to good people. And so if anything, keep them in your prayers. And if you can help, we certainly ask that you do so. And happy birthday to Phil. And we certainly thank all of you wonderful people for joining us tonight. So, Michelle?
Well, thank you, Jari, for sharing that with us. You know, that's what we're here for. We're all got each other's back and support each other, and everything that happens through ups and downs and all around, the good, the bad, the ugly. But I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Lawan was wonderful, as usual. And for everybody who called in, the chat room was off the meat rack tonight. So, hell yeah, the chat room. Can I get a hell yeah? And it's just been, once again, a great night. Once again, I cannot wait to meet my little Cameron. Yay, super excited. And next week's show will be as great as it always is. We're going to be probably talking about what the heck's going on with the Glass House and the Mob Wives and, like, caramba, maybe any more rumors? We don't know. But we're all going to be there in the same boat, and I hope you guys vote for me in the bracket. You'll be coming up a couple of days. Ow! Reality Nation, love you guys all. Cherry, love you. Paul, I don't know where you are, but mad love.
I'm back.
Oh, Paul.
There he is.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm back. I didn't know you were talking to me. I heard Princess, and I just didn't connect.
Well, we're glad you're back, Paul. We were just saying
great
goodbye.
Great show, Michelle. Thank you for having Lawan on. He always brightens everybody's day. Thank you for doing that.
And
no
we
problem.
Hope everyone will join us on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We'll be doing a reality roundtable show talking about everyone's favorite reality shows and all kinds of reality shows. We'll be talking a little bit about the ones we've talked about tonight, Glass House and Big Brother, as well as some of the ones we see on CMT, such as Redneck Vacation and Redneck Island, and any of the other reality shows that you guys want to talk about. Call
yeah,
in and tell us.
Yeah, and you're trying to get me hooked on another one, Cherry. And I actually played the first part of it, and I go, oh, this might be good, and that is. That is on Oprah's own network. It's called Millionaire Neighborhood. What is it?
Millionaire Neighborhood.
That might be good.
So,
yeehaw!
There's just more reality shows than we can watch. As I often say, so many reality shows, so little time. So.
That's right, folks.
I don't have enough time to watch them all.
Yes, we don't. We don't have enough DVR space, but we always do know we always have time and space for Manic Mondays. Epic.
That's right. Epic, epic. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. It's been so much fun. It's always fun when you and Lawan get together. We know we're going to have a good time for that one.
Amen.
You have a great week, girl. Enjoy little Cameron. And we can't wait till next Manic Monday.
That's right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Michelle. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you'll be with us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on Thursday for our Reality Roundtable show. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. We hope you'll be joining us Thursday.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and and it still is part of the show. And but, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, is, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone.
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Take care of yourselves and be kind to each other. God bless. Good night.